Hello, beautiful people. How are you feeling today? Are you feeling amazing? Are you feeling good? Or are you excited to learn something new on a beautiful day today? I am Tarun Makhija, the co-founder and CEO of Big Mouth Digital and Media, a digital marketing agency I founded back in 2017, which has performed and worked with over about 145 plus brands across the country. And I also co-founded and I founded Tarun Speaks, which is an education initiative wherein I teach and train students, corporates, and everybody else. I'm also a keynote speaker and a corporate trainer and a digital marketing consultant. And I wish to do only one thing, which is empower, educate 1 million people by December 1st, 2025. Today, we are here to learn one amazing thing, all about CRM, which is customer relationship management. So let's begin the first chapter, which is introduction to CRM. Customer relationship management is an approach to managing a company's interaction with current and future customers. In CRM, the primary focal point is the customer. It's always the customer, right? The key objective is to increase customer value over time by increasing customer loyalty. You don't want the customer to go anywhere else, but stick with you. That's exactly what CRM is going to teach you all about. CRM helps create time efficiency and savings on both sides of the business spectrum. The emergence of service as well as market economy, global orientation of businesses, and aging population of the economically developed countries have been identified as the growth drivers of CRM. Let's take an example. How does Coca-Cola, our favorite beverage, at least mine, use a CRM? They provide the customer service not only through feedback, email, and telephone, but also through monitoring and many types of analysis. So by this collaborative CRM, Coca-Cola has provided efficient customer service to gain customer satisfaction. Now, it is not just one or two or three things, but it is so much more beyond that a brand has gone so that the customer can share his or her feedback and the brand can improve upon their products, their services, according to the customer's feedback. Another example that we can take is of British Airways. British Airways launched an initiative in 2001 to consolidate information from across the organization into its integrated commercial warehouse, or ICW. The vision for ICW is to simplify the decision-making process by simplifying IT infrastructure and improving decision support capabilities within BA. Now, what happened with this? Customer acquisition, upgrade using frequent flyer point system, inform in case of any delay in the flights, regularly engage with different set of customers to drive them for bookings and offers, manage customer support, give the management an entire overview on customer journey, reduce marketing and customer support costs. Now, in that fashion, British Airways has used CRM brilliantly to be able to get all of these advantages to them. What are the different perspectives on CRM? There are two main clusters of CRM definitions. Those of the IT, that is the information technology industry, and those taking a broader strategic or a managerial perspective. IT perspective on CRM. How do we go about this? It describes the software tools that are used to support the marketing, selling, and service functions of the business. Marketing, selling, and service function of the businesses. This equates CRM with technology. That means you're integrating technology with CRM. Second, strategic or managerial perspective on CRM. CRM is a disciplined approach to managing the customer journey from the initial acquisition of a customer to that customer becoming a high-spending, profitable advocate, and that technology may or may not have a role in the journey management. Even though technology is not front and center in this perspective on CRM, no large organization with millions of customers, interaction across multiple channels, can implement a customer management strategy cost effectively without the use of IT support. It's impossible when you have such a big customer user base, database, to manage interactions within the customer across multiple channels without a CRM. You need a CRM for sure. CRM and customer experience management. This movement is an approach to customer management that aims to understand and improve the experience of customers as they interact with businesses. When a company introduces a new technology, new processes, or new people into customer-facing roles, customer experience is often affected. CRM technologies can fundamentally change CX, which is customer experience, for better because it reinvents what happens at customer touchpoints. What are the different customer touchpoints that your customer is actually getting to know your product or your brand or your service? CRM technologies come into the picture and exactly help you improve and refine and make the customer experience even more better. However, customer experience following a CRM technology implementation is not always received favorably, because customers are sometimes used to face-to-face calls with the sales representative. They might find that they are suddenly expected to place orders and pay through a sales portal, but they aren't experienced to that. Self-service through portals delivers a completely different customer experience. This may result in resistance and customer churn. Customers of a multi-channel retailing firm may find that they receive conflicting or duplicated offers from different channels, a clear indication that customer data is held in silos. What is the evolution of CRM? Customer relationship management was once simply a way to record transactions, but it is now much more complex and integrates all departments of a business to ensure the customer is satisfied. Because every business wants that. What is it? Your customer to be satisfied. Over the last 20 years, it has become so much more important for businesses to adopt CRM strategies and tools to foster relationships with customers and make the relationships even better. CRM systems today focus on uniting sales, marketing, customer service departments with the goal of improving only one and only one thing, which is customer relationships, which eventually is going to result in increasing sales. The tremendous growth of interest and investments in CRM across the globe can be attributed to the following macro environmental factors. Emergence of service economy, emergence of market economy, global orientation of businesses, and aging population of the economically advanced economies. Emergence of service economy. The growing importance of services resulted in greater customer orientation, as services are characterized by simultaneity or inseparability. This means that the production and consumption of services is inseparable. In services, one needs to be close to customers to deliver the service offering. The customer perceives the production process as a part of the service consumption, not just the outcome of a production process as in traditional marketing of physical goods. Therefore, it is hardly surprising that service-based businesses like hotels, airlines, banking, financial services, telecom, and retailing were the early and the first adopters of CRM. Now, what is the emergence of the market economy? In addition to the shift towards service, there is a global emergence of the market economy. The power is more to the market as compared to the control economy. Market regulation was in place all over the world, but the 1990s saw a lot of deregulation of many large industries, including banking, telecom, airlines across the world. As a result, the focus shifted from capacity creation under control to the markets. Market-oriented economy necessitated a customer focus and the boost of importance of CRM. Global orientation of businesses. National boundaries are giving way to a borderless world. The abolishment of the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, GATT, and the emergence of World Trade Organization, WTO, helped create a global orientation for businesses. Liberalization of markets and trade proved to be a far stronger growth engine, easing entry into foreign markets. Firms need stronger customer orientation to be able to tap opportunities in new markets while defending them in their home markets. Aging population in economically developed countries. What do we mean by that? While an aging population creates new opportunities for wellness, financial well-being, safety, and security, it has also slowed down the markets for traditional goods and services designed for a younger population. Therefore, in these markets, Growth is being achieved by increasing share of wallet instead of growth of the market driven by a growing population. Marketers are hence forced to develop a deep understanding of their existing customers and meet their ever-changing needs through suitable products and services. What are the different forms of CRM? CRM can take any one of these three main forms: strategic, operational, analytic. When it comes to strategic CRM is the customer-centric business strategy that aims at winning, developing, and keeping profitable customers. As simple as that. Keeping, winning, and developing profitable customers. Operational CRM focuses on the integration and automation of customer-facing processes such as selling, marketing, and customer services. Third, analytical. Analytical CRM is the process through which organizations transform customer-related data into actionable insights for use in either strategic or operational CRM. So this is where you analyze data and use it at operational CRM or strategic CRM, either of the two, right? All right. Let's learn more about strategic CRM in a little detail. Strategic CRM is a type of CRM in which the business puts the customer first, because customer always comes first, whether it's a business, whether it's a startup, whether it's a 100-year-old business, whether it's a 100-days-old business, or it was started today. Customer is always going to remain first. And strategic CRM puts the customer first. It collects, segregates, and applies information about customers and market trends to come up with better value proposition for the customer. Now, this helps companies devise better strategies, create more high value proposition goods or services for the customer. The business considers the customer's voice important for its survival. This culture is reflected in leadership behaviors, the design of all formal systems of the company, and all the various stories that are created within the firm. Philip Kotler, the marketing guru, identifies three other major business logic or orientations: product, production, and selling. Product-oriented businesses believe that customers choose products with the best quality, performance, design, or features, because their whole and sole goal is to sell a product. That is why they want to make the product the best in the lot. In product-oriented firms, it is common for the customer's voice to be missing when important marketing, selling, or service decisions are made. Sometimes, little to no customer research is made because the product offering itself is very innovative and it becomes tricky for customers to evaluate the offer. So the goal is to make the product so amazing that the customer doesn't even actually go for other things and other information that might be important, might not be important in the customer research journey. Product-oriented businesses focus on operational excellence. They seek to offer the customers the best value for money, time, and effort. They strive to keep the operating costs low and develop standardized offers and routes to market. Complexity, customization, and innovation are very costly and unappealing to production-oriented businesses. They tend to serve customers who want good enough products which are low priced. Companies like Samsung, Apple, HP, Dell, HUL, and many more are product-oriented companies, and they believe customers are looking for innovative products. The only thing all of these companies have in common is innovation. Innovation and only innovation. The day they stop innovating, somebody else is going to come and take over their market share. Apple has created huge demand for products that customers did not know they needed. For example, the iPad opens in a new window. Leading fashion houses tend to be product-oriented and try to establish new fashion trends rather than respond to customer research about what should be next year's look. However, these are exceptional. Taking an example of Apple AirPods, nobody knew that they needed it, but Apple created such a big demand for that as well that today every other company has gone on to copying AirPods. Literally every company. And AirPods or earpods are available in all prices across the world. Reason being, one company came, created a demand, and disrupted the market forever. Product-oriented companies often over-specify or over-engineer for the requirements of the market and therefore are too costly for many customers. The subset of relatively price-insensitive customers, marketers dub innovators, who are likely to respond positively to company claims about product excellence, is a relatively small segment, perhaps 2.5% of the potential market. What this means is, a lot of companies keep on specifying innovation being their core power, core strength, and a lot of customers value it so much because they want value for money first. So the innovators club of customers is very small. It's just 2.5% of the potential market. Coming to the next one, sales-oriented businesses. Sales-oriented businesses make the assumption that if they invest enough in advertising, selling, public relations, and sales promotion, customer will be persuaded to buy. Right? When it comes to any sales-oriented businesses, like say for a digital marketing company or for a company which is providing you services like Doctors on Call, they only focus on one thing and only one thing, which is putting enough money in advertising, selling, PR, and sales, which is going to eventually make a customer buy. Very often, a sales orientation follows a production orientation. The company produces low-cost products and then has to promote them heavily to shift inventory and make a sell approach. Right? So it is basically a make and sell approach. Make a product, sell it. Make a product, sell it. The business's orientation that is most compatible with strategic CRM is customer or market orientation. Such companies put the customer first. Every company has to put the customer first. They collect, disseminate, and use customer and competitive information to develop better value propositions for customers. A customer-centric firm is a learning firm that constantly adapts to customer requirements and competitive conditions. Sales-oriented businesses make the assumption that if they invest enough in advertising, selling, PR, and sales promotions, customers will be persuaded to buy. That's what they're assuming. Considering companies like DMart, recently closed Big Bazaar, Acko Insurance, stockbroking firm Zerodha, and many more, these companies believe that customers want value for money, inexpensive products, and good customer connect. Three things: value for money, inexpensive products, and good customer connect. Coming to operational CRM. Operational CRM uses technology to automate customer-facing businesses and their processes as well. So the whole job of a operational CRM is to automate customer-facing business processes. CRM software applications that automate marketing, selling, and service processes result not only in efficiency and effectiveness gains, but may also improve customer experience and engagement. The three main components of operational CRM are marketing, Salesforce, and service. Right? Marketing refers to marketing campaigns created by the company for a specific event and promotion to help motivate the customer to contact the company and buy their products. Operational CRM systems have many important applications for an organization's market department. For example, they enable marketers to identify and target their best customers, which is the most important part in any marketing campaign. To manage the marketing campaigns more effectively and to generate more quality leads for the sales team, you need to know your customer in the most appropriate way possible and in as much depth as possible. Identifying the right customer and targeting them both. Let's say that you run an automotive dealership and your marketing team is targeting customers who want red cars. Your sales team, however, is pushing the blue cars, and a customer service team is helping drivers with yellow cars. In this case, a lot of people waste their time and effort, and this costs the business real money. Because you cannot be doing three different things with three different teams and three different departments. They have to be aligned towards one vision and one goal. An operational CRM helps tie in these teams and align everyone's goals towards one. CRM operations are best when marketing-led data is directly linked with sales goals and current or prospective customers' data is fed to the service team so that they can provide the best support possible. Sales goals will be achieved and the customer's data is fed into the service team so that they can provide the best support possible. So it's a win-win for everybody, all the departments, and eventually a win-win for the company. Coming to marketing automation. Marketing automation applies technology to marketing processes. As simple as that. Anything that you feel, any mundane task that can be put into a software, any SaaS-based tool, or any other tool, as simple as scheduling an Instagram post or a Facebook post, to sending automated emails, to a chatbot replying automatically to people, and so on and so forth, or the use of artificial intelligence as well. Most businesses consider marketing automation a middle of the funnel tool. Top of the funnel, middle of the funnel, bottom of the funnel. Middle of the funnel is where marketing automation comes into the picture. Ideal for nurturing leads through automated email sequences. Imagine that you went and checked out a mobile or a new t-shirt or a new perfume that you want to buy on any website on the internet. And you didn't purchase for some reason. So you're still in the middle of the funnel. You're still considering the product. You're still considering to buy the product. You were aware about it. Now you're considering it. And I, as a marketer, want you to come to the conversion, right? Take the action of buying it. So while you are in the consideration phase with marketing automation, I can keep sending you email offers like, hey, how are you doing? We saw that you checked out this product on our website, but you did not purchase it. Here's a special offer only and only for you. Use this code to avail another 40% off and buy the product right away. Offer lasts only till tonight. What happens? It persuades you into buying the product eventually. Or if you don't buy with this one, we'll keep sending you more emails or eventually you end up buying the product. That is true for literally everything on the internet. You go and step your foot on one website once, it's going to follow you everywhere on your digital footprint. Social media, your emails, websites that you visit, so on and so forth. And while email marketing is a great use for marketing automation, this approach can lead to a disjointed experience for prospects and customers as they move from marketing to sales to customer service. Personalized workflows. Each of your prospects' actions is an added data point for your marketing strategy, telling you what customers are looking for immediately in the moment. As helpful as this information is, manually tracking these behaviors is impossible, right? You cannot track so many customers and their behaviors as to what are they exactly doing. However, with the marketing automation softwares, businesses can use these inputs across multiple channels to deeply understand their customer needs and deliver the right content at the right time. That's automation. Works beautifully. By automating workflows, automating responses, automating every little thing possible. Streamline processes. Bring your whole company together with streamlined processes that keep your customers at the center of it all. Build processes that work across different functional teams so that you can reduce customer effort at every stage of the journey. You want the customer to take minimum or zero efforts to be able to purchase, buy, or at least give their inquiries about a product or service. Breakthrough silos and work together to provide a unified customer experience right from the very first touch all the way beyond the customer purchase. As a whole team, as a whole brand, as a whole company, your job is one, to provide a seamless customer experience from the day I get to know about the product to the moment I buy it. Integrated data and analytics. Each of your prospects' actions is an added data point for your marketing strategy, telling you what your customers are looking for instantly. As helpful as this information is, manually tracking these behaviors, again, is impossible. However, with marketing automation softwares, businesses can use these inputs across multiple channels to deeply understand their customers' needs and deliver the right content at the right time. Right content via the internet. Right content by understanding more about the customer, what are they doing, where are they visiting, what kind of things are they looking for. These workflows help drive qualified prospects to helpful content, resulting in warm leads that can then be nurtured thoughtfully into customers. Marketing automation doesn't stop there though. It keeps going on and on and on. This is just one small example of how marketing automation, along with the use of data and analytics, can make your marketing strategies even more effective, eventually leading your customer to purchase the product. So automate, automate, automate. Everything that you think you can automate within your marketing strategies or your business, automate, because it's going to save your resources, save your time and effort as well. Salesforce automation. As its name suggests, Salesforce automation, or SFA for short, is a function that automates various sales processes made possible by software tools. SFA can be a part of a CRM system or a function of a separate tool that is specifically designed to automate selected sales-based tasks. SFA is when parts of the sale processes are automated by software tools. The automation usually focuses on repetitive administrative tasks that, while important, can be time-consuming for the sales team to perform. In that way, what happens is the software comes into the picture and automates all of these mundane, ongoing, repetitive tasks for your team, saving time, effort, and energy, and money as well. Service automation. In its very essence, it is the delivery of a service, but done in a completely automated manner. That means that you, as a user of the service, can decide when you want to use a specified service. It also means that you make all the arrangement to use that service through some sort of app or portal. It's a self-service solution, like Urban Company. It's a self-service solution. If the service is adequately designed, it means that you don't need to speak to anyone from the service provider team. You can directly go in the app, select what you want, purchase the order. Key examples of companies who became very successful with service automation are as amazing as Uber and Netflix. They took a traditional service, getting from A to B or watching a TV series, and completely automated every step of that service experience. You can plug and play whenever you want, whatever time you want, and wherever you want. As simple as that. It's automating the service and giving it to the customer in the most convenient times that is most convenient to the customer itself. Platforms for marketing automation: Salesforce Marketing Cloud and Pardot, Oracle Eloqua, IBM Silverloop, Adobe Marketo, Netcore, Indian company offering marketing and automation services. Analytical CRM. Finally, coming to the third CRM, which is the analytical CRM. It is also called as analytics CRM, which is concerned with capturing, storing, extracting, and reporting customer-related data to enhance both customer and company value. Analytical CRM is a subset of CRM in which a company collects data about its customers' interactions to increase customer satisfaction and customer retention rates. Analytical CRM is a behind-the-scenes process. The client is not aware of the capture and analysis of their actions and interactions with the company. Companies may forecast consumer behavior and recommend goods to which they are more likely to respond better based on all the information collected about the customer's behaviors, experiences, and the end effect of these experiences. Analytical CRM is an essential part of managing customer relations. It accumulates and analyzes consumer data of various kinds, including customer analytics. This is the base analytic used to analyze customer knowledge base. It provides a better view of customer behavior, and by modeling, assessing customer values and assessing customers' portfolio or profiles and creating an exact understanding of all the customers. Marketing analytics. This helps discovering new market opportunities and seeks their potential value. It also helps in managing marketing strategies and scale and plan marketing performance at district, regional, and national levels. Marketing analytics also focuses on campaign management and planning and product analysis and branding. End-to-end automation, end-to-end analysis of your marketing campaigns, again, is going to give you better, better, and better results for the next campaign, because you have all of this data as to what went right, what went wrong, what to repeat, what not to repeat. Right? All right. Number three, Sales analytics. Sales analytics provides essential environment to plan, simulate, and predict sales volumes and profits by constantly analyzing organizational sales behaviors. It helps in pipelining all the selling opportunities, you know, in an efficient way by indulging and improving the sales cycle. 4. Service analytics. Analytical CRM has a major role in enhancing the services which are answering all the questions regarding customer satisfaction, quality, and cost of products, complaint management, etc. It even helps in improving and optimizing the services by sophisticatedly analyzing the service, revenue, and cost. Number 5. Channel analytics. This type of analysis helps to determine the customer behavior on channel preferences like web channel, personal interaction, telephone channel, etc. This information efficiently integrated in customers' knowledge base so that they can be contacted accordingly. You want to connect with the customer, contact a customer through various channels, right? Right from the web to a personal interaction, to a one-to-one interaction, to a telephone call, or anywhere else. So this information is going to help you understand where should you contact and channel all your energy on which particular channels. Thank you.